Dear friends in Christ Jesus, this morning we're going to be looking at the gospel lesson which you had just previously heard read. And this gospel lesson is one in which we have all heard before. We've heard the idea of the transfiguration of Jesus. And in this transfiguration of Jesus, it really is one that there are some words that I want to concentrate on. I want to concentrate on the words that the disciples heard coming from the cloud when it descended around them. And that was, "This is my son, listen to him." You know, listening is one of those problems that we have today in our society. People have forgotten to listen. It truly is an art form that's out there. Sure, we have a lot of people that hear things. And we hear things quite a bit. But how many of us really take the time to listen? Listen to it. In fact, if you really look back to the time at about the 70s and 80s, some of you may remember it, some of the little kids may not, but you remember there was a commercial that was on TV. It was about E.F. Hutton. And the thing about it was, and I'll kind of set it up for you here, is that you would usually see this commercial come out, and there was a big crowd of people. And just like when you go to a restaurant, maybe you're going to go to a restaurant after service here, and by the time you get there, there's going to be plenty of people there. And as they're sitting there, they're talking, and the place gets rather loud, doesn't it? And while they're all, everybody's talking, everybody's having the conversations going around, and everybody's kind of minding their own business. And then all of a sudden, they said, now when E.F. Hutton speaks, and everybody just stops immediately and intently listens to hear what E.F. Hutton would have to say. You know, see, that's a problem that we have today, is we live in a world where there's an awful lot of noise around us. There's noise everywhere we go. And the problem with it is that sometimes we just don't take that time to stop and to listen. Sure, we hear the things that are going on. We hear the things that we hear out in our society. We hear those things. But how many of us really take the time to listen? In fact, really, our lives are more like a commercial. And I don't know if you've seen this one or not. I see it because I see it on CNBC, I believe is what it is. But it really, this is the case, is there's a guy and he's walking around and you see him in different scenarios. First of all, I think one time he's at home and he's watching TV. And then another time, I think he's out and he's playing golf, and another time he's in a restaurant. In fact, one time I think they even see him in the bathroom and trying to take a shower. And the whole thing about it is there's these people that keep following him around. And these people are just continually talking and talking and talking to him. And so the thing about it is that what you hear is you just hear that same chatter, that endless, mindless chatter that we hear out there in the world. And really, there is no message that comes out. You know, once again, that's the world that we live in. There are so many things that are going out there. And when it comes to our faith, it's the same thing. That when we hear, that when we're out there, that sometimes we don't take the time to listen to what Jesus has to say to us. But, you know, we're not, it's not anything new. For the disciples, for Peter, James, and John, who went up there on the Mount of Transfiguration, they lived in a world that was just as busy. There was just as much chatter. The only difference was they didn't have cell phones and TVs and those kind of things. But certainly the voices were out there. We think that it's only today where we hear all of these different theories about God and all of this different stuff. How we have different people that stand up to be the experts and those kind of things. But it was really the same back then. What most people don't realize is that during the time that Jesus was alive and there were many people that popped up that would say, "I'm the guy. I'm the Savior. I'm the one that come." And they would bring their message. Most of the time it was wrong. Wasn't anything close to the message of salvation. Many times it was the message of how they were the people that were right to the place. In fact, if you really looked at the Pharisees and the Sadducees, many of them probably were the ones that put themselves as the experts. And so all the people of Israel, all the disciples would hear all this chatter, and it was hard to even hear Jesus in all of this. Even with Jesus right there in front of them. Well, Jesus knew that very plainly, because what did he do? It wasn't too long before the Mount of Transfiguration, the time that he took them on the mountain, and he had told them this. He said, guys, the Savior is going to have to go. The Messiah is going to have to die and suffer many things. Did they pay attention? No, it's really kind of like your teenage kids. It went in one ear and it came right back the other. That's the thing about it is that there's so much chatter. What is it that we hear? What is it that we listen? Do we even truly listen? And so that's why Jesus took them up, for them to see as well as for us, to realize that there was one message, one voice to listen to. And it was that time where he showed them his glory. And here they were up on the mountain, and all of a sudden he was transfigured. He was changed. In fact, his clothes were whiter than the whitest white that you could ever imagine. Nobody could even touch it. There wasn't a bleach on earth that could get it as white as they saw his clothes. And they saw the shimmering, the shining, the light that shone from him. And of course, how did they react to it? Not quite the way Jesus wanted them to, because what was the thing? First of all, they were afraid. They saw the glory of God. They saw it right there, and they didn't know what to do with it, and they were afraid. And so they kind of defaulted back to the whole earthly thing. And that says, oh, let's make this some tents in that. And while in and of itself, that wasn't a bad thing, they at least recognized that this was something special that was going on. It really wasn't the point. In fact, they then saw Moses and they saw Elijah there talking about truly what was important in this world. Talking about salvation and what the Christ had to do. They had the eternal conversation of what salvation was all about. And it was there that they were able to cut through all of the noise. All of the noise was pushed to the side. And they heard those words. And they listened to them. But they still had some difficulty. And so that's when God decided to stand. God the Father decided to step in and take care of things from that. The cloud ascended around them, and then they heard that voice. This is my Son. Listen to him. You see, that's really what we need to take from this day. The whole point of transfiguration is that who Jesus is, and that we need to listen to him, not just simply hear him. Because he is what's going to bring us the truth about today. Like I said, we live in a time where there is an awful lot of noise. There's a lot of people chattering in our ears. There's a lot of people talking a lot of nonsense that's out there. And what we need to do is we need to cut through and clear that stuff out and listen to our Heavenly Father. Listen to Jesus. When Jesus tells us about him as the creator, about the power and the might that he has, rather than listening to the noise and the chatter out there about how the world was made by the universe was made by a big bang, or the Darwin, or we came from some kind of ooze and that kind of stuff. You see, all that stuff is noise, and it's just chatter in the background. Because the truth is really this, that God created the earth in 7 days. Actually, 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. And you know, that's a message we need to listen to too. Because that's really part of all of this, is when we truly listen, that truly is the Sabbath. That is truly the time in which we take just a moment to listen. Listen to Jesus. Listen to his words. That way all that chatter gets thrown over to the side. You know, the thing about it is, though, is that that's something we need to do, because the way that God speaks to us, he doesn't speak to us in a thunderous boom. But what he does is he speaks gently and softly to us. It's in his voice, the voice in which his sheep know. His sheep know his voice, and they listen, they hear. It's when we quiet ourselves from the world and put that chatter to the side and we hear his voice, we take the time to listen. Not just hear it, but listen to it. And see what he has to say, because that's a great message for us. Because the very first thing that he tells us, he says, first of all, you are my children. I went to the cross. I love you so much that I sent my son to that cross to suffer and die to make you my children. And because of that, there's nothing in this world that's going to take you away from that love. And you know what? I remind you of that every time you walk into the worship service, every time you walk here and actually you step here on this holy ground, you see it. He reminds us through the baptismal font. He reminds us that every day of our lives that we were made His child. That every day of our lives, even though sin tries to get in, that He has made us and He's grabbed onto us and He will not let us go. That there's nothing that's going to take us away from His love. And we're reminded by that baptismal font, because there was one day, if you remember, when you were a little bitty baby, and a little bit of water was sprinkled on top of you. But it was that day that God marked you as His, and He says, "You are mine." You see, the world doesn't want to tell you. They have the people in it chattering around wanting to tell you that, oh, don't listen to this. Oh, are you sure you can trust in God? Oh, how do you know that you're His child? Oh, there's other ways to salvation. But when we cut through and clear and listen to God, listen to the voice of Jesus Christ in His Word, what we do is we hear what the truth is. That He sent His Son because He loves you so much. And that all you have to do is believe in Him. You don't have to jump through these hoops that the world thinks you need to jump through. You don't have to listen to that stuff. That chatter and that noise is out there. But that's what transfiguration is about. It's about taking the time to listen. Jesus knew. Jesus knew how difficult it was. Because many times, this wasn't the first time that He went to a mountain. In fact, many times throughout Scriptures, what do we hear Him do? He goes to a mountain. He secludes Himself so that He may concentrate and pray. In other words, what He did is He took those Sabbath moments. He took those moments in time to clear out all the noise that's all around and listen to the true important voice that He needed to hear. He needed to hear the voice of the Heavenly Father. We need to hear the voice of the Heavenly Father, of Jesus Christ Himself, and the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking in our lives. As I said, He talks to us gently when we're in His words. When we're in His Word, when we sing our songs of praise, when we take the time for devotion, we quiet ourselves and we hear that Word that says, "You are my child." Our problem is that the world tells us there's all kinds of things that we need to do and that you shouldn't listen to God. I can tell it because I see how you worry. You make a hobby of it. Every time I turn around, you're worried about something. But when we listen to the voice of Jesus Christ, He says this. He says, "You're my child. What do you have to worry about? What do you have to worry about? Did I not tell you that, look at the flowers out there?" Yeah, we don't see them much because of a bunch of white stuff. "Look at the flowers out there. Look how beautiful they are. Will I not clothe you anymore? Take a look at the birds. Yeah, I love the birds, but you know, I love you more, and if I make sure they're fed, what about you?" You see, that's what He tells us. And He tells us that the world, He puts all those things in the world because the world tells us all this stuff. The world has been telling us that stuff for a long time, and they still try to tell us all these different things about Jesus that really aren't true. You know, we hear about it, and they pop their head up. You know what happened back with the Redeemers and the Messiahs and all of those fake people that came before and the ones that came after. We even hear today about those things that pop up every once in a while, those Gnostic things, those Gnostic Gospels. They want to give us some secret truth about Jesus and His love and how He was. You know, those Gospels that talk about the Gospel of James or the Gospel of Judas. Or the Gospel of Jesus' wife. You know, those things. It's just a bunch of noise, a bunch of junk. But when we delve into the Word and we listen to Jesus, He tells us what we need. Trust in Me. Believe in Me. Repent of those sins and I'll take those away. You heard part of it. But those who are faithful and just, I will cleanse you of your sins and make you righteous. You see, those are the words of Jesus. That's what it is. And so the thing about it is, the thing what I'm going to tell you today, the thing that I want you to take away from this is, don't just simply hear the Word of God, but listen to it. Don't just simply hear the Word of God in the Scriptures and in the Bible when you read your Bible, but listen to them. When we sing the hymns and the songs that we have, in fact, the last song that we're going to sing is an awesome song for us to lift up our voices. Listen to the song. Don't just hear it, but listen to it. Listen. Put that stuff to the side. You know, the thing about it is, and our media team, how great they are, because really, if you take a look at this, it really is a great picture for us to look at. I don't know, maybe you've seen it before. It was an old label on a RCA. And it was you see the RCA thing there on the bottom. It was an old record player with that big horn and the dog sitting there intently listening. And how many of you realize he's listening to his master's voice? Be that dog. Listen to the master's voice in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord, our Master, the one true voice to be listened to. In Jesus' name, amen.